Jovan from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 18th of April, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Well, it was in Parliament on Monday the 15th. Things got pretty heated at the session of the legal committee when Mamuka Mdineradze, member of the Georgian Dream, or Otsneba, was pitching the draft law on the transparency of foreign influence to the deputies, otherwise known as the Russian law or the foreign agents law. Aliko Eliasashvili, the head of the Citizens Party, called him Russian and punched him in the head. Russian law is about keeping tabs and giving the ruling party the right to shut down non-commercial organizations and media that get 20% of their funding or more from abroad, tagging them as groups that could be swayed under foreign influence. Everyone tagged needs to register and show where the money is coming from every year. Of course, Bidzina got all of his money abroad and it's still there, but the law doesn't apply to oligarchs or Kremlin front organizations that use shell companies and cash. Only those that get funding from transparent democratic countries fall under the purview of this law. Going back to Thursday the 12th, over 30 NGOs together with citizens discussed how Otsneba is trying to pivot Georgia away from its Western alliances. Kachi Kaladze, Tbilisi's mayor and Otsneba's general secretary, recently made a post on Facebook saying, quote, "No union is worth giving up the interests of my country and people," end quote. However, society is highlighting a section of the Georgian Constitution which mandates the country's alignment with the EU and NATO. They're blasting Otsneba's Russian law and anti-EU talk as betrayal of national commitments. On Monday the 15th, while Parliament was discussing the controversial draft law, people outside filled Rustaveli Avenue and held a rally called Yes to Europe, No to the Russian Law. There were lots of people there. After Monday's rally, the European Parliament weighed in on the controversial law. MEP Viola von Kramon didn't mince words when she said on Twitter that this law is a direct threat to Georgia's EU aspirations. According to her, it's a move that primarily benefits, quote, "the oligarch and his handlers in the Kremlin," end quote. Hot on the heels of von Kramon's warning, President Salome Zurabashvili also tweeted against the Russian law. She wrote, quote, "Georgia will not surrender to re-Sovietization," exclamation mark, end quote. Following President Zurabashvili's defiant stance, the situation on Rustaveli escalated dramatically on Tuesday the 16th. During the protest, tensions boiled over into the night. By 9 p.m., the Ministry of Internal Affairs reported that 11 protesters had been arrested on administrative charges. Even though the demonstration was peaceful at first, it grew more intense because, out of nowhere, law enforcement resorted to tear gas and water cannons. There was no obvious trigger or reason for their use. Amidst the chaos, the Public Defender of Georgia called on the Ministry to protect the rights to freedom of assembly and expression, urging adherence to international standards and the use of force. The debate over the controversial draft law was moved to the next day due to the protests. On Wednesday the 17th, Parliament passed a draft law with 83 votes, all Otsneba MPs voting for it. On the same day, after a meeting with President Salome Zurabashvili, Pavel Herzinski, the EU ambassador to Georgia, said that passing this law would not bring the country any closer to the European Union. In a very EU way, he warned it might do just the opposite by complicating relations, which is EU code for it will very, very definitely drive the EU away from Georgia. EU reacted swiftly to the introduction of this law with immediate statements from the EU High Representative for Foreign Policy and Security. Even Charles Michel, president of the European Council, has openly criticized the law, emphasizing that it strays from EU norms and values. Let's get back to Member of Parliament Aliko Eliasashvili for a moment. On Thursday the 18th, he said that the police seriously roughed him up. He's saying he ended up with a fractured rib after a clash at the rally near the government administration. According to Eliasashvili, it all went down when he bumped into Vaja Siradze, the head of the patrol police. He alleges that under Siradze's watch, a few officers dragged him off to an office where they knocked him down and kicked him. On Friday the 12th, President Salome Zurabashvili granted a pardon to Lazare Griorgadis, a young man entangled in last year's protest. Griorgadis had been sentenced to 9 years in prison for incidents during the demonstrations in March 2023, where Otsneba wanted to pass a similar bill. He was found guilty by the Tbilisi City Court of harming a policeman and destroying state property, including throwing Molotov cocktails at the police and setting a police car on fire, leading to allegedly significant state budget damages. However, President Zurabashvili declared live TV broadcast that punishing Georgadis for 9 years was excessive and gave him a pardon. Moving on to some sports news, on Tuesday the 16th, Mayor Kakhikaladze announced a new recreational space in Guldani Lake. There'll be foot and bicycle paths around the small lake. Also on Tuesday the 16th, a big travel media outlet from the UK called Time Out, named Stepanitsminda, quaint town tucked away in Georgia, one of the most beautiful small towns in the world. Historic place has been around since the 6th century, where visitors can check out the Kazbegi National Park, which has waterfalls and hot springs. On Thursday the 18th, Georgia stepped up its energy game with a little help from USAID, leading to the country's first ever floating solar plant in the village of Lemshveniera, lovely name, in Gardabani district. It will power nearby fruit orchards. Used to be done by the sun, but now evidently by floating solar panels. This renewable energy project will boost the local economy, help its orchards bloom. USAID has several renewable energy projects lined up in Georgia to create a greener, more secure energy future. Close this edition on Friday the 20th. Tune into Channel 4 as the BBC is premiering a documentary that dives deep into Georgia's tourism potential, a marketing push by the Georgia National Tourism Association. Who's telling the story? Historian and TV presenter Bethany Hughes. The film, called Georgia Civilization Cup, will feature Georgia's UNESCO sites, archaeological finds, iconic castles and towers. Bethany will even dive into the Georgian alphabet. And that's it for this week. You know that besides the Georgian update, we also do others. Our latest ones are the Arctic update about the area north of the Arctic Circle and the ocean update about the 70% of Earth covered in salt water. Other ones are all country updates. We have a selection of countries, Africa, Asia, South America, and Europe. Check out rorschach.com/updates to see the full list. Find the link in the show notes as well. Nachwamis.